Well, I think you'll be surprised by this statistic. Around 40,000 new manufacturing jobs were created in Australia last year, making it the second largest source of job creation in 2016. That's according to a new report from the Australia Institute, which paints a bright future for the manufacturing sector after that downturn during the mining boom. Jim Stanford is the director of the Centre for Future Work at the Australia Institute. He's one of the authors of this study, which is being launched today at a summit called the National Manufacturing Summit in Canberra. Jim Stanford, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Glad to be here.
So 40,000 manufacturing jobs were created last year. Can you put that into some perspective for us, Jim? When was the last time Australia had that strong a growth in manufacturing?
Oh, you'd be going back to the early 2000s. So certainly it's a breath of fresh air compared to the mostly bad news that's come from this sector over the last decade with the global financial crisis and then the mining boom, which really did squeeze out a lot of manufacturing activity. It was downhill for employment. We lost about 200,000 jobs in the years after 2008. But now we are seeing signs of an uptake. You know, I'm not popping any champagne just yet, Fran. We've got to see more good news and see it sustained. But perhaps there's a light at the end of the tunnel for manufacturing.
Well, not for everyone. We know there's more job losses to come.
Certainly.
In the car making industry. It's shutting down over this year, basically. So what types of manufacturing jobs are you seeing growth? Is it in the sectors where we lost those 200,000 jobs over the past decade or different areas?
A bit of both, frankly. And the interesting thing about manufacturing is it is so diverse. There's so many different things that we make, in essence. You know, the point of manufacturing is to take the materials we harvest from the environment and then to add value to them, to transform them into more useful products. And we do that in all kinds of different ways. So you've seen job growth over the last year in some of the traditional industries like metal manufacturing, metal fabrication, furniture making. But you're seeing it in other areas as well, innovation-intensive areas like aerospace or medical devices, for example. We're going to be talking about that sector this afternoon. So this very broad turnaround.
This lift in manufacturing jobs you saw last year, is it a coincidence that might coincide with the afterglow, I suppose, of the Prime Minister's innovation strategy? Has that had any impact on this?
No, I don't think so. Manufacturing is a very strong performer on innovation. In fact, manufacturing invests more of its value added in new research, new products, new technologies than any other part of the economy. So we cannot be a so-called innovation nation, as the Paulies like to talk about it, without a strong manufacturing sector. But I don't think there's any impact yet from the sorts of measures that have been discussed over the last year. In fact, manufacturers are just doing what they've always been doing.
What is the reason for the uptick then?
I think there's a number of factors, some of them domestic, some of them global. A key piece of it, Fran, certainly is the decline of the Australian dollar to more normal levels.
Hmm.
The peaks that you saw in the currency in the 2011-2012 period just made it prohibitively expensive to manufacture in Australia, not because the labor was expensive or even because the energy was expensive, but because the dollar just made everything look expensive to foreign investors and foreign buyers. Now we're back down to, you know, more normal levels for the currency. We think it's still a little bit high and should probably come down a bit further, but at least the industry has a fighting chance now. I also think that the downturn in mining has, I think, reminded stakeholders, business, government, others, that there's more to an economy than just digging stuff out of the ground. We have to add value to it, and this has to be a key part of our economy moving forward.
But are you saying we've seen more incentives from government to back the manufacturing sector?
Not yet, although the...
Well,
we don't have any sort of specific proposals in this paper, but we have polled Australians who would be very supportive of measures, not just fiscal incentives, but other measures like active procurement policies by government, so that what government buys is focused on Australian content. They would strongly support a political leader who managed to put those policies into effect. In this last budget, we did see the application of a $100 million fund for manufacturing and restructuring and new innovation, in part because of the downturn in the motor vehicle sector. That would be the first time in a few years you would have seen the government, I think, identify manufacturing as a strategically important sector, instead of the traditional view that, no, we're just going to keep a hands-off policy and let the chips fall where they may.
And remind us again why it is a strategically important sector, because so often it's painted as old school. It's the old economy.
Certainly.
These are blue-collar jobs. These are jobs for people who don't necessarily have higher educations. I mean, we might need those jobs, of course, because not everyone has that level of education. But, you know, are they the jobs of the future? So, so why are they strategically important?
There's lots of, I think, fundamental features to manufacturing that explain why it has to play an important role. One is that innovation intensity that I mentioned. There's no other sector where you're putting more into new technology, and you also need manufactured products to implement innovation in other sectors of the economy. You can't do it without machinery and equipment, and that is manufacturing. A second feature is the intensive engagement in international trade. Manufactured products are disproportionately exported, so if you've got a strong manufacturing sector, you're automatically going to get a leg up in world trade, and Australia needs that now. We've got $1 trillion of foreign debt that is the sum total of many years of huge trade deficits. A third factor is the supply chain. When you talk about a manufacturer, it's not just that factory. There's a whole team behind the factory of suppliers of parts, machinery, raw materials, services, utilities, more so than any other part of the economy. So when you get an anchor of a manufacturing facility in a region, you're also nailing down the whole supply chain that feeds into it. So that's why manufacturing is different than other sectors and why it deserves the sort of targeted policy attention that our polling results show Australians want to see.
Jim, we're almost at the news, just 50 seconds, but what about energy policy? You mentioned that. Did you poll manufacturers? What do they want from energy policy?
Well, we didn't have energy in our polling question. There's no doubt it's going to be a hot topic today at the summit. There's no doubt that manufacturing has been hurt by the chaos of energy policy in Australia over the last few years. On the other hand, there's an opportunity, Fran, if we can, A, get energy policy right and address that key trifecta that everyone talks about. We need it affordable, we need it secure, and we need it sustainable. That takes away a barrier to investing in manufacturing here. Even better, if we're going to invest in the energy infrastructure, that could be a huge source of demand for Australian-made equipment, machinery, cables, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So if we get it right, it can be a positive thing.
Jim, we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Jim Sanford from the Centre for Future Work at the Australia Institute, and the Manufacturing Matters Summit is in Canberra today.